Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
And happy Wednesday, everybody. Just the Julie Show today. The Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, Chuck is the owner and publisher of that. I'm the minion at that. But it comes out tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day, I guess. It goes to the printer, actually mails on Monday. And he's working on a pretty great investigative story. You know how they have those HOV lanes, or, you know, the Lexus lanes, they call them. They charge you to drive in, you know, for your convenience, your safety, et cetera, et cetera. Well, turns out not so much. We'll be talking about that probably on Monday when the paper comes out. But anyway, Chuck's wrapping up that article. So it's just me today. Whoa, a lot to talk about. You know, when we say truth straight up, we mean it. Sometimes I feel like, you know, are we like conspiracy nuts or something? But we're not. I mean, the truth is the truth. And the Democrats and the progressive left and the corporate media can try to lull us. They can try to bully us. But you know what? The truth is the truth. So we're going to talk about a couple of things today. And as always, take your phone calls. We're going to get columnist John Conlon on. He had a great column in the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle last month talking about the COVID restrictions, et cetera, et cetera. Other states, this is happening in here in Colorado. If you're not from here, the governor and the mayor, both, guess what? Democrats basically are locking down the state again. You know, they invented this new level because the other levels weren't bad enough. So now we have level purple in Colorado, whatever that means. It's like, it's going to like lockdown light. But I was just telling the producers at BBS Radio, I mean, the ripple effects of this are massive. You know, we had several at the newspaper, obviously we rely on advertisers, right? Had several advertisers call this morning and said, with this lockdown, I'm going to have to shut down. I can't do business. And I don't know if I'm going to make it through that. So that affects us. That affects the people that we do business with, you know, and we can tell by the way they act that they don't believe it. None of them believe it. You know, Faith Winter is a legislator, an Emerge graduate. I was so mad. Just was tweeting, we're going to go back to special session to do everything we can to help the people. And I said, hey, I know, let us get back to work. Let our kids go back to school. Let business get back to business. That would help. That would be extremely helpful. But are you going to do that? No, they're not going to do that. And then also, I've been putting a lot of time researching some of this, the election fraud claims, because it's not that confusing. It's actually just hard to believe. But when you've got people like Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood saying, no, this is what's going on, you have to take a look at that. So we'll talk about that a little bit too. But let's jump right to the phones. Now we've got John Conlon, as I said, had a great column in the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle last month. John, thank you for your time today. Sure appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, Julie.
So I'd like you to maybe talk about some of the points you made in your column. And then I want to talk about sort of this new, they don't call it lockdown anymore because that sounded so bad. And they also aren't saying stupid stuff like safer at home because no one believes that. They're just like now issuing bizarre Byzantine rules that no one even understands anymore to just basically try to force us all to go out of business so we can reset the global economy. But why don't you talk about some of the points you made in your column? And like I said, and then let's talk about what's going on today.
Well, you know, let's start with this is from the, you know, I believe in science crowd. So do I. So I think we should probably stick with that. And as you mentioned, none of these things have any basis in science. I mean, let's, you know, stop serving alcohol at 10 o'clock versus 11 o'clock.
Right.
And I think now it's going down to 8 o'clock because people
right,
are still
right.
getting too
well,
frisky.
You have to, no, here's the tricky thing about that. You have just, I think it is you have to have placed your order by 8 o'clock. I'm like, what? Like somehow or another, the DoorDash guy can't have COVID-19 if he comes at 8:03. But you're right, there's no science to that.
No, and, you know, even... You know, what is the purpose of all this stuff? You know, they keep saying, well, the goal is, sometimes they catch themselves and they say they're trying to stop the virus, which is
right.
insanity. There is no way
right.
to do that. Then they'll say, oh, well, we're trying to slow it. My response to that is, okay, but why? That's not necessarily just in and of itself a good thing. If it's going to cost
no.
trillions of dollars to slow it by a month, it doesn't seem to make any sense. And you know, I mentioned in the article that even if Polis, the emperor, could magically rid the state of all COVID, it would be hours before it would start back in the state, because how many people enter on I-70 and I-25 every day? How many people fly in from DIA? It is uncontrollable, and we need to accept that.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but this is my understanding of how viruses work. And this virus is doing what viruses do. It spreads. At a certain point, it spreads enough to where enough people have been exposed that they become immune. Now, they try to, like you say, they try to have it both ways. First, they say, oh, we need the vaccine. Trump is evil because we don't have the vaccine. Then we get a vaccine and they're like, oh, the vaccine won't work, but it will work. That's what the vaccine science is based on. You get exposed, you become immune. Now you don't get it anymore. And that's how viruses die out, right? I mean, they run out of hosts and everybody goes on with their life essentially until the next flu season, right?
Right, exactly. Although it doesn't seem like this virus is that way, it could be like the flu virus, which mutates all the time. And that's the reason you have to get a new flu shot every year, because the version that's coming by this year is different than last year. So that could happen, too, on this virus. We just don't know.
Right.
But I look at it, and I sometimes just shake my head and say, just philosophically, let's just step back for a minute. Over 50% of the people who get this don't know they even have it. How could you, is that even a disease? I mean, you know, is that even, you know, if you have something and 50% of the people have no idea that they have it, is that...
Right.
How would you know?
I mean, ingrown toenails are worse. 100% of the people who have ingrown toenails know that they have it, right? And we don't close the economy down. No, and you're absolutely right. And then some 99.9% of the people who get it recover fully.
I think what's mortality's down to like 0.4% or something. I mean, it's insane. If you've ever had even the most minor medical procedure done, you've accepted risk far, far greater than that. If you go drive on the highways, you're accepting risk far, far greater than that.
Right. I mean, if you eat like spinach, right? I mean, your salmonella poisoning, things like that. Well, I mean, you're right on the risk. And I think, and that's what people have to remember. Like with a mask mandate, if you know, everybody's got it now, which again, one, we could even go into the whole test. Well, actually, let me digress into that a bit. I saw a tweet. He's like, I follow him on Twitter. His name is Joey Camp. He's a young kid, does a little bit of investigative citizen journalism. And he keeps getting tested all the time. And every time he said, you know, he'll have four tests at the same place. And I think Elon Musk even was tweeting this on the same day, four different, two positives, two negatives, right? The tests themselves are a joke. And even with all of that, like you said, the mortality rate, and even with them including even literally gunshot wounds as a COVID death, the mortality rate is so small that to just, and that the people who have the known risk, it's so well documented, shutting down the entire economy again, I submit to you, John, has nothing to do with our health and everything about progressive power.
I would agree 100%. And I was just chewing on this one today when I was running errands. What if the goal here is to hurt the economy, which clearly these things are going to hurt the economy. We couldn't have the economy booming right now because Trump would get credit for that. But let's just keep it depressed for a while, and it will come roaring back. I don't care how stupid Biden's policies are, assuming he becomes president. The economy's going to come roaring back. And, gee, it's probably really going to be roaring come about the next election in 2 years.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know? And they don't want that to happen. But you know, I think there's more to it than that. I think that they're not going to let it. I think that this, you know, like I said, I don't think this is ever about our health. Let's just take a look at California, right? So California isn't even supposed to have, like, Thanksgiving. They aren't even supposed to have alcohol at Thanksgiving. Now, who is expected, frankly, to make it through a Thanksgiving dinner without alcohol? That, to me, is more dangerous, at least with my family, than anything I could ever imagine. But then what do we have? We have the governor of California, head top medical executives and officials all at this big restaurant gathering in a group like they're not supposed to do. Nobody's wearing a mask. They're drinking alcohol. They're laughing. They're shouting. They're talking. You know, John, that if they believed their own science, they would behave very differently. Their own behavior acknowledges they know that it's a bunch of garbage.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, if they were, you know, as fearful as they want us to be, they, of course, wouldn't put themselves in that position. So, you know, it's obvious that it's about a lot of things, but it's not about medicine and it's not about the health. And, you know, a small handful in the medical community have spoke up. There was that Behringer statement or something. They had like 2,500 people on it about the lockdowns and stuff. But, you know, if the media doesn't report it, it doesn't exist in a lot of people's worlds.
No. Well, and here, as I was reading in Breitbart, Trudeau from Canada, basically he says the pandemic, and this is, I think, is what their real goal is, it's an opportunity for an economic reset for the global economy. And this is his quote. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine our economic systems globally. Now, why do we need to reimagine? I mean, things are going along pretty well under Trump, don't you think, John? I mean, we didn't need to reimagine our economic system. We just need to leave it alone and let it do what it does. And so you got to wonder,
it's
what
amazing.
Are these progressives? I mean, that's what I think they do. They want to reimagine, which means take it away from you and give it to them. That's their reimagining. I think that's what this is all about. I mean, look at the companies that have done well. So like I said, we had several clients today call and say we're going to have to close. Small businesses, all of them, longtime businesses in the Denver area, right? Their hopes, their dreams, their whole future is tied up into their business being able to continue. They can't. But who can? Well, the Walmarts can. Amazon is, you know, doing blockbuster. I mean, look at the companies, look at the pharmaceutical companies who are making tons of money on this. Look at the, I mean, you just look at the places that are making money and the places that are not. And I think that they really do want to redistribute the wealth. They want to redistribute it to them away from us.
Well, and tyrants are always casual with other people's lives. And
yes,
that's what you're just describing, you know. No government workers feeling any pain. No school teachers feeling any pain. No, very few white-collar folks are feeling any pain. But, you know, entrepreneurs, small entrepreneurs, hourly workers are just bearing the brunt of this. And, you know, it will take the country. We're leaving, you know, this is costing trillions and trillions of dollars in real debt. And then there's trillions of dollars in wealth that has not been and will not be created because of this. This country will be much poorer in the future because of this insanity.
Right. Well, and, you know, I've had people ask me, conservatives, who say, well, no, and I'll put this question to you. Well, what do you think? You know, a lot of it, they believe, as do I, was aimed at making sure Trump didn't get reelected. And they said, so will this go away if Biden wins? I don't think it will, because, again, I look back at Trudeau's quote. This is our chance to accelerate our efforts to reimagine our world economic systems. I mean, I think it'll just get worse under Biden. They have seen, I believe, they've seen that they can make us wear masks. They've seen that the businesses will shut down. They've seen that people will be fearful. They've seen that people will be canceled and they'll be doxxed and they'll be trashed, right? And so they know that we will be sheep. And I don't think this is going to get better under Biden. I think it's going to accelerate. What do you think?
I'm afraid you're probably right, especially short term. Especially short term, they're gonna keep the foot, so to speak, on our throats. You know, I laugh at the mask situation because when you go to the grocery store or whatnot, and you occasionally see that guy without a mask on, that's me. Because I refuse to wear them. But and it's so amazing. I'm healthy. I'm not sick. I haven't been sick. I'm supposedly the reason that COVID's exploding across the state, right? Because I'm not wearing my mask and everyone else is.
Well, and here's the thing. You're absolutely right. Because I'll say this. When you go around, most of the people, the vast majority of people, are wearing their masks, right? You go to a restaurant, you go here, you're there.
Oh, yeah. No,
so
I'm the only.
Wearing...
I go to retail, and I am the only one. Although I have started seeing a few here or there. And yeah. And when I was joking, when I go to retail, I feel like I'm in a bad remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and I expect any minute for them to point at me and start screeching. But I still don't wear one.
Well, but the thing is if the masks worked, why are we having a COVID surge, right?
Exactly.
Ed Perlmutter has it. All these people are wandering around wearing masks all the time. Well, if the masks work, why do we have a surge? And here's the other thing I go back to, and I think Rand Paul was saying this, and he's a doctor, I think. He's saying, look, okay, let's just say you want to wear masks. Okay, fine. Well, everyone who's already had COVID, so they can't give it to anyone and they can't get it, should get to throw their mask away. Right. And I think one of the reasons they don't want to do that is they don't want people to know how many people have had it, how many people have recovered from it, and what a joke the whole thing is. But to me, that makes most sense. If you've had it, well, then you shouldn't have to wear your mask anymore.
Yeah. Well, and having a reused mask, my wife had leukemia and then a bone marrow transplant. So I know a little bit about infections and you right. know, gowning up and gloving up and masking up at certain times. In the hospital there. And you know, the doctors there, if you really pushed them on the mask, they'd say, yeah, those things are pretty worthless. But, you know, you put your finger on it. There's no reason to logically go down that path of looking for the science or looking for that.
Right.
Because this is clearly not based on science. It's not based on reality. If the lockdowns would have worked, why didn't the first one work? Why do we need to go to a second one? You know, Polis keeps extending things for 30 days. What in the hell magic does he expect is going to happen in 30 days?
Right.
I mean, seriously,
right.
the virus is going to magically go away in 30 days?
No. Well, and I think, you know, they're going to find another one. I suspect if the COVID vaccine works, great. Then they're going to have something else, or they're going to have another reason to lock us down. I mean, I just think this is a thing, and they're not going to give it up. And I guess which raises me to my next question, John, for you is, you know, where do we go from here? I mean, I admire, because I'll tell you what, here's one of the things that tears me up, right? I don't want to wear the mask, and yet I go to places where even the business owners say, look, I don't want you to wear a mask either. But if somebody complains, then I get fined, I get shut down, and I can't afford that. I mean, that's where they've got us, really, you know, because you don't want to hurt your neighbor. You don't want, and you know, and I'm willing to have an argument with people about how stupid the masks are, but I don't want a business to end up having to pay. So how do we fight this, do you think?
Vote better long term.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I mean, that's ultimately, you know, voting does matter. Having, you know, neither party is perfect, but one is a lot better than the other when it comes to individual freedom. So, but no, I agree. It's a problem because I'm a small businessman, so I understand with, you know, you can't fight the force of government. You just can't. They have unlimited resources. You know, once you get into the legal world with them, they will break you. I mean, that's just the way it is. And, you know, that's the reason all the stores, all retail, have the signs up and whatnot. And I agree, I haven't gone into any real small retail because, you know, they might not believe, like you said, they
you're
don't
screwed.
Want to get reported.
You're, and you're
and,
right.
And then
it
all
is...
of a sudden...
I was going to say, I mean, it's the bureaucracy, which I think... becomes a downfall of many a civilization, I think. And I think we're on our way there where you have things are ruled. Cause you know, I tried out, my daughter was asking me about this cause she's a liberal and she said, well, tell me what you think is going on. And I said, you know, here's the thing we all have to remember, that actually politicians don't make the laws. The laws in this country, in this state, in this city, in this county anymore are made by businesses, big money that want to have laws passed that benefit them. So they write the laws, then they find a lobbyist or a consultant to lobby the politicians, hence all the corruption in the swamp and things like that, and the politicians pass the law. None of those people care about us, right? None of those people care that your business is affected, that my business is affected by the mask, because they all are essential, right? We're the unessential ones. And I think, and I said, the one thing to me that Trump was able to do was to break through that and to actually care about and fight for and do things that were good for the average, it's a cliche, but working class, middle class family. And he was one of the very few politicians who actually cared about that, which is why they had to get rid of him, and which is why they're going to do everything they can to stomp us out, because they can't risk Trump voters going crazy and electing somebody else who cares about them, I think.
I agree 100%. COVID was the, if you think of, look at all the crap that was thrown at Trump over the last 4 years. I mean, all of it. Yeah, the only one that drew blood was COVID. That's the only one that hurt him. And that's, I think, why we see such an overreaction from a lot in government pushing that, because it's the only thing that's drawn blood. And, you know, if it wasn't for COVID, there's no question Trump would have been elected in a landslide. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation, and now we're faced with it. And you know, a lot of these politicians, governors here, California, Michigan, have, you know, I guess tasted tyranny, and they like being the big dog. And I don't know if they're going to want to, you know, give that up in the future.
I got a feeling they won't. Although, you know, we were just, and I want to say, everyone, that's our dog Tiger in the background. She just kind of wandered into the shot. That's here at the world headquarters of the Chuck and Julie Show. We're dog friendly. But we were in Georgia for a wedding, and it was kind of interesting because the way I understand it, Georgia, so there's a Republican governor, but the Democrat mayor of Atlanta. And basically what the folks there said, you know, anywhere outside of Atlanta, it's kind of hit or miss. People are mostly going about their lives. And it was kind of, you know, masks were, I would say, not even 50-50. And of course, nobody there was dying. And you look at what's going on in Florida. I mean, that, you know, so I got it. Colorado is unusual in that we are totally controlled by Democrats anymore. But I think there, maybe you're right, John, there is hope when you look to some of these other states around the country. Like you said, voting matters. And you know, and hopefully those, well, then we'll get into election fraud in the next segment, but hopefully those country or those states can stay strong to be able to fight against it. Because every time, you know, Florida, not everybody's dying there. Not everybody's dying in Georgia. Every day that goes by, you know, they talk about more testing, more positive cases, but you also have more healthy people. And I think whether people are political enough about it, like, you know, you're calm about the science. I think people know enough about science to sort of see their own science, right? And they can see, wait a minute, it's not worse. The cure cannot be worse than the disease.
Well, hopefully not. Yeah, putting some cloth mask that you reuse over your face and breathing into it for, 8 hours, if it supposedly is protecting, that means it's capturing all those viruses that that you exhale. Well, they just stay in your mask then. And so it just gets higher and higher concentration. I read someone today that was their supposition was that the reason the virus is exploding right now is because mask wearing's been too effective and people are wearing these dirty virus-laden diapers around their mouth and increasing the odds of infection.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, I have no idea if it's true or not, but it's an interesting thought.
Well, and you know, here's the other thing, I think, if you want to talk about the science. So we were laughing, we're getting in the elevator, then we have these COVID signs. And again, you can tell people really don't believe it. The Democrats don't believe it, but neither do people. So it says only two people could get in the elevator. Well, you know, no one's ever going to get anywhere if they believe that. So everybody was like crowding into the elevators. And then, and again, I go back to, if people really thought they were going to die if more than two people were in the elevator, they wouldn't get, you know, it said, okay, we all have Ebola, right? So don't get in the elevator. You would not get into the elevator with three other people who might have Ebola, right? You just wouldn't. And
exactly. Yeah, people's actions.
Right. And then the stupid sign says, don't touch your face. But we were laughing. He said, oh, I can touch your face, though, right? I can do this, I can do that. It's just ridiculous. And you're right. It's like all of these people get a little taste of tyranny. And I do fear that you're right there, that they're not gonna want to let it go. You've got all these unelected bureaucrats who all of a sudden are issuing all these rules and
they make it hard. Tri-County Health Department? We didn't know that they were our rulers. Most of us didn't know they existed.
Oh, Exactly. Well, and here are some things here, too. You know, Sandra is like, you know, locking down everywhere except the airports. Interesting how these Democrat idiots don't give a damn about the citizens of this state, which is true. And then Leo has this. The CDC webpage today, age 75 to 84 years old are 3,520 times more likely to die than a 15 to 7-year-old. So it's like 0.0003 people, 5 to 17, will die for every one, 75 to 84. And then you have people like Polis saying, well, we don't want, you know, your Thanksgiving dinner to be slaughterhouses and things like that. I mean, they just use this rhetoric that it goes back to what you said. On the one end, they say, oh, believe the science, believe the science. And then they just throw their own science out the window and don't pay any attention to it themselves.
Well, there was a classic book. And in it, one of the points it made was some animals are more equal than others, yeah. And we are seeing that in action with our politicians.
Yes, I think you're right, and I think, you know, I was paraphrasing Winston Churchill today. You know, never have so many been screwed by so few, and I think, you know, John. Well, thank you for writing the column. I mean, you know, the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle is, oh, and we're having, just so you know, website issues. I would send everybody to the website to read your column, but on top of everything else, we're having website issues, but we're going to get it up as soon as we can. Are you working on anything else? I know you put, let's talk a little bit about you. You put columns up, you're all over the place. So where can people find you, read you, find out more about you?
Search my name, John Conlin, Conlin, or EIC, just the letters, EICEnterprises.org. Yeah, I pitch one right now, which I kind of touched on in your article, about the concept of sunk costs. And some of this, let's assume that they're acting in good faith. Some of this is just chasing the sunk cost fallacy, in that, you know, we have so much invested in the lockdowns and whatnot that we just continue it. There's a right. famous saying that, you know, when your only tool is a hammer, all problems look like a nail. And that's, yeah. you know, look at what do we have? Lock them down. Well, that's not working. Tighten it up. We got to lock them down more. Wear your mask. Well, we wear them. Wear them more often. You know,
right.
that's their hammers.
Right, you're right. In Pennsylvania, you have to wear the mask in your house. Like, you know, so. No, you're right. And on top of that, otherwise they would have to admit they were wrong. And that's not
exactly.
ever going to happen. And the only thing I can hope is that, you know, so thank goodness for columns like yours and people like you and people like our listeners who are like, wait a minute. You know, that's not science. That's garbage. Because that's what's going to take to get us out of this. John, thank you for your time today. Appreciate it so much. We'll read you next time, too.
Okay, thank you, Julie.
All right. So if you've just joined us, Chuck is putting the finishing touches on an investigative piece he's doing for the paper. Want to switch gears a little bit. And, you know, here's what they do to make you scared. So last week, YouTube would not let me share or post the show that we did because we talked about election fraud. If you do anything, Twitter, every day I look, we're losing more followers, getting no notification. So they're doing it. You know, you've got Facebook. I mean, why even talk about that? So it makes it so if you're trying to, like us and other people, make a living off of this, try to, you know, if you just want to, you know, have some influence, share some thinking, the social media giants are making it obvious they are locking us down and they're going to silence us. You know, God bless Ted Cruz for at least trying. But folks, here's the reality. I sound like Rush Limbaugh. Folks, no, here's the reality of the situation. Every few months, they drag the big tech giants, Facebook, Google, Amazon, Twitter. They drag them in. They're like, how come you're censoring things? And they're like, whoa, I don't remember doing that. Or maybe we shouldn't do it. They smack their hands and then they go back and they continue censoring it. Right. They're not going to stop that. And I think the only thing that kept him even remotely under control was the fact that Trump might be president again and he might have the Department of Justice actually take away their immunity from any kind of prosecution. Well, that's not going to happen under Joe Biden. You can see, look at the people on his transition team. It reads like a who's who of big tech censorship people. Right. So that's not going to go away. And I have to say, you know, you stop and think, well, maybe we don't want to talk about that so much. Maybe we don't want to, but we can't. We can't afford not to. So I did some deep diving a little bit into this, some of this election fraud. And we're going to hear from Sidney Powell and Linwood. But also at this point, Oh, and here, this from Sandra, who liked John Conlon. Thank you, Sandra. Candace Owens is suing Facebook. I think that's the only way you're going to do it. Now, she's not going to win, of course, but you got Dan Bongino on Parler. By the way, we're at Chuck and Julie on Parler. So just at Chuck and Julie. Would love to have you follow us there. I'm also thinking of looking into another, it's sort of like YouTube, only it doesn't censor, and it's called Rumble. Dan Bongino is there. But if you want to call in, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. If you're on Zoom, feel free to pop in and unmute yourself. If you want to get on Zoom, you just go to zoom.us. And then I'm going to give our meeting number here twice. It's 209-576-423. 209-576-423. Oh, and Leah was saying Parler and Rumble. I'll be adding accounts soon. Everybody's jumping in. Oh, I mean, it is. That's the only thing we can do, because one of the things they have to do is silence us. And we've seen how effective they are. It's like, you know, they just say, oh, the science. Now that Trump is, you know, not the president-elect, like, what's a president-elect? They're censoring him big time. But here's what, so here's, as I understand the election fraud. So number one, the situation so far, the Trump campaign is not even remotely close to conceding. The Trump campaign is saying, we have the votes, we're going to expose this all, and we're going to win. And I want to hear what you guys think. 888-627-6008. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure that he's going to prevail on that. But I think what is crucial and we need to keep doing is asking the questions and getting some answers. As I understand it, the Gateway Pundit had kind of an interesting thing. They call it its drop and roll. And they went through the battleground states. And Sidney Powell talks about this too. And they talk about how on election night, Trump is winning. And Trump is winning significantly, right? So what do? They stop the counting in all of these states. They offer no explanation of why. They just stop the counting. Well, they offered some explanations, but most of them not believable. Then magically, the next morning, they had what they call the drop, the Gateway Pundit did, where they dropped all of a sudden tens of thousands, thousands and thousands of Joe Biden ballots. Okay, so all of a sudden now, Joe Biden has caught up. Then they initiate what the Gateway Pundit called the roll. And this is where Sidney Powell and Len Wood, I think, are really making some ground, changing, they're gathering evidence on this. The roll goes through the election software, and all of it comes around a company called Dominion. And what the election software then does is it starts essentially manipulating the ballot counts, right, to keep the same proportion. And what they found is the proportion of votes coming in the batches, so votes coming in batches, right, from the counties, and the batches kept consistently the exact same proportion of Biden votes to Trump votes, which is statistically impossible. And so they call that the roll. So the drop is Trump is winning. They stop the counting. They drop magically hundreds of thousands of Joe Biden votes into the system. And then when they restart the counting, they manipulate the algorithms. They manipulate the counting to make sure that yes, they can't have no more votes come in for Trump, but they keep the ratio at exactly the same for, which is statistically impossible. So now they can declare Joe Biden the winner. This has weird ties. And Sidney Powell, we're going to play a bite here and we'll get to the phones in a second. We'll talk about this. But so this company called Dominion, okay, it's an international company that does software, basically election software, very complicated stuff. I imagine your average county clerk doesn't have the degree of technical knowledge to understand exactly what it does or what it doesn't do. But I do think it's interesting. A couple things. One, Sidney Powell says that she has a videotape of the founder of Dominion talking about he can change a million ballots. I mean, he's flat out saying that. And then you're looking at some of the contracts with the states that Dominion has, where written into it is the ability to have the employees, the staff people, and the county election offices go in and manipulate the ballots. Now, why would they want to do that? Well, Sidney Powell explains they have a military official who is actually from Venezuela. And their, I guess, their theory is here that the Dominion started this in Venezuela to make sure that they could manipulate the vote counting so that Chavez would always win, which coincidentally he did. They had the whistleblower as this military guy from Venezuela, high up official, who will explain how this happened. Sidney Powell points out this has happened in countries around the world. They use the same vote software system. And then she talks about what goes on here in the United States. But before we get more into that, let's get into Barney, who's with us. Barney, hey, Chuck is not here. He's working on the newspaper, but thank you for being here and calling in.
I know. Is there anything you'd like to say about Chuck? You know, beat him up a little bit. Just saying. But it's nice to see Tiger. I haven't seen Tiger in a while. That's pretty cool.
So you can tell she's really into the show, but...
Yeah, I see that. But, you know, I like animals better than people, so I'm good.
There you go.
But we love Chuck. But it's kind of funny, your show. So it used to be I would get a little reminder on YouTube. And so if I clicked on that, I'm not sure what I clicked on, but then I could watch you guys. Now it's a son of a gun to try to find you. Now today, so what happens is I listen to you on the phone, the Chuck and Julie line. And then I'll switch over to that, and then I can see you guys, and then now you're gone, so I have to stay on the phone the rest of the hour, but that's okay. But I think they've taken you off of there. The last three or four times, that little thing didn't pop up. So you're kind of
I think they do too, and I think that's why I think, and I'll keep everybody. Well, you know what I need to do, and that's thank you for pointing that out, because it's hard to tell, because I can't tell, right? I don't know. I think I'm going to put like on our Facebook page, where the Chuck and Julie page, where you can always go. I'm going to pin all the various links to us, but you're right.
I would hope that everybody gets off of Facebook. I mean, look what we did. We did it to Fox. And I did, you know, they've been pissing me off for a long time. All of them. Bill Hammer, I've never liked Hannity, but, you know, all of them. The morning show, the Bill Hammers, the Eric John, I can't stand any of them, but I will listen to Tucker, and they can see it on my XM radio. They know who's listening. They know who's watching. And they whacked them. If I'm not mistaken, they said their ratings went down 50%. That's brutal. And guess what? There was no grassroots. Oh, let's boycott Fox. It's like, no. Everybody said, screw you. And it was awesome. So I'd really like to see conservatives get off of Facebook. So go to Parler. And I do like Parler. I'm getting used to it.
Yeah, Parler. Exactly. I think we're going to go to Parler. And then there's another company called Rumble, which is the same as YouTube. And I think we're going to go there too. Right. Yeah, you know, Barney, it's interesting. It's not just us. So we'll see what happens to these big tech companies. I have a friend who is a musician on YouTube, right? And actually makes like about $100,000 a year from the YouTube videos. YouTube and screwing around with the algorithms for the election actually knocked his revenue down like 70%. He was like, I don't have anything political. Yeah, he's like, screw YouTube. He's like, they can't. I mean, they tend to, and hopefully they kind of threaten their whole business model if they can just kind of knock everybody's revenue off.
Yeah, and I can't speak for them. I don't think that we can hurt Facebook, I think, because there's so many listeners. But Twitter, we can take that bearded puke and we can take him down. Somebody needs to take him down and shave that crap off his... Can you imagine his wife or his boyfriend having to look at that?
No,
He's a billionaire and he... Yeah, what a pig, what a puke. But, he fits the mold of the puke. Hey, by the way, you guys got to let me know the next rally. I swear, as God's by my side, I'm going to be there. And I want to get in some of these pukes. I want to get in their face. You wait. I might be old, but I guarantee frickin' to you... Yeah, that little Jeremy, God, I'd love to get a hold of that little puke. But they're just, the Antifas, you see these videos after the mega thing, and it just, God, it makes me angry. I'm telling you, and what you do is, you don't go to the rally. You go to where people are walking to their cars. If you want to kick somebody's ass, that's what you got to do.
Well, that's where
don't
they
beat
go.
The hell out of those. Yeah, exactly. Right. Just walk, the way they ran after that kid and his girlfriend, I don't know how grown men just sit there and watch that. But I do, because they're pukes. But
anyway, and that's the thing. I mean,
you know what?
Uh, I was going to say, I mean, these are dangerous times, right? They want to silence you. When you show up with other like-minded people, then they show up and they beat you up. And so you don't want to go. And I think, Brian, we all got to be like you, saying, no, I'm going to show up. You know what? And we're going to, and, you know.
And Vic, I'm going to have something, and I guarantee you someone's going to hurt. And I'll get hurt, too. That's okay. But I am going to hurt somebody. I will guarantee it. And I'm out there. By the way, I'll leave my gun at home. Don't you worry. I'm not going to be like Dumbledore. But I'm tagging somebody. I'll guarantee. And by the way, I don't need the bikers. We don't need the bikers. I want cowboys. And I want Chicanos. The kids that I grew up with that were Chicano, they love to box. So let's go down. Let's get some cowboys. Cowboys never back down from a fight. It's beautiful.
No.
But anyway.
So, no, and you're way, right. Barney, I love you. Everybody's saying we love you. Me too, Barney. So, hey, listen, thank you for the call. You get us fired up. And you're right. We just got to be like that. It's like, no, we're not backing down.
Hey, wait a minute. One more thing. One more thing, Julie. We have to rely on these pompous-ass fat pigs in the black robes to get somewhere. I don't know. Trump is up against a lot. But thank God he's got Sidney Powell. Because Rudy Giuliani is a flipping butt clown. He's an ass clown. He really shouldn't. God help Trump. And we'll see. Did you see the video of them doing the ballots in Georgia in the room and the ladies videotaping them? And have you seen that? It's on Parler. Isn't that amazing?
It's all over the place. And of course, they censored. But no, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. Barney, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
Tell Chuck we love him. See you, bye.
Okay. I will do that. I will do that. And here's some people like Sandra saying she got off Facebook ages ago. Twitter kicked her off. And I said, shove it. Twitter jihad. She writes, well, that's good. Now I want to play you. So I was explaining how this all worked, right? So Dominion. Oh, which, by the way, you're hitting a nerve and you're over the target when they all start attacking you for saying they're like Dominion doesn't have anything to do with Democrats and blah, 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 blah. Right. Remember, CrowdStrike told us that, too. And they're the ones who came up with the whole Russia hoax fraud. I mean, keep in mind, do not believe anything the major media tells you. The people who brought us the Russia hoax, who brought us the impeachment, who ignored Hunter Biden, who brought us Stormy Daniels, who brought us Michael Avenatti. Now they're saying, hey, you know, believe us. Trump lost. There's no voter fraud. There's no election fraud. And heck with those people who, if there are any Republicans who are saying Trump should never have fired the guy who said that the cyber stuff was perfect in the election. It's like, you moron. Anyone can see it's not. I mean, and then Sandra's pointing out Eric Coomer, and thank goodness to Joe Altman and Randy Corbin who've been talking about this. He was he's a Dominion guy who's also an Antifa guy. You got to wonder. But Sidney Powell kind of lays it all out, and which kind of scary, and you sound like a nut job when you say this, but it's true. She says, if you think that the Dominion company is manipulating its software to control the results of elections in Venezuela and around the country, and that the CIA didn't know about it, she's like, I got some swampland in Florida. I mean, she's absolutely right. None of that is going on without the CIA knowledge or involvement. So here again, we've got a ton of people in the swamp who don't want this to get out. And Sidney Powell, you know, she's the same one who told us General Flynn is getting screwed. The evidence is not only is the evidence not there, they made up the evidence and they tried to shut her up. And it turned out she's absolutely correct. So, Thomas, if we could play, this is a Sidney Powell interview on Newsmax, which, by the way, I'm watching more than Fox these days, except for Tucker Carlson. If we could play the Sidney Powell soundbite, please.
Interference in elections to make choices against the will of the people. And the will of the people in this country was that Donald Trump win in a landslide. If we can get to the bottom of it, and I am determined to do that, I think we'll find he had at least 80 million votes. The only reason the glitches happened in the system was because he was had so far many more votes than they had calculated in advance. Their algorithms wouldn't perform the functions they'd originally performed or were set to perform. They couldn't make up the vote count. He had gotten so many hundreds of thousands more than they planned. So that's when they had to stop the counting and come up with a way to backfill the votes or destroy votes for Trump while they fabricated votes for Biden.
Sidney Powell, who is a former federal prosecutor, by the way, spent 10 years working for the federal government.
And, you know, you listen to Sidney Powell say that. And again, Sidney Powell, You know, we had her on our show when we were at 710 KNUS. We've had her on the show here, too. Cindy Powell is not the kind of person who's just saying that without knowing it. Everything that Cindy Powell said about the corrupt prosecution into General Flynn has turned out to be absolutely true. And the U.S. government has actually even admitted it. The only reason Flynn is still in any kind of trouble at all is because of a corrupt judge. Now, that's my problem. I don't know what the corrupt judges are going to do with this. But now let's play Lynn Wood, another, for folks who don't know, Lynn Wood was the, I knew of him because he was the attorney for the Rams. He's another attorney who is not just, I agree with Barney about Rudy Giuliani. Sometimes I'm like, that's, you know, Rudy Giuliani, I wonder if he does more harm than good. But Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell are not Rudy Giuliani. If we could play, it's a quick soundbite with Lynn Wood, please, Thomas.
The whole process was infected by the illegal absentee ballot procedure, and it was also infected with I'll call it a computer virus. The computer voting system in Georgia, Dominion, contained software that was manipulated where they controlled the voting, which in a network of corporations around the globe. This election was a fraud. Donald Trump won, I believe, clearly a 70% plus landslide election in the nation. He probably won over 400 electoral votes. So we're uncovering step by step the layers on the onion. We're going to get to the truth. And the truth is Donald Trump has been reelected by this country to serve as president for 4 months.
He goes on to say for 4 more years. You know, and here's the thing. The Democrats are so last year, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and some other Democrats sent letters questioning what they called the spread and effect of private equity investments in Dominion and election companies. So these election companies, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. We've got this whole thing. You've got a lot of people working very hard to reset the global economy, and they're not resetting it to benefit us. But Dominion is one of those companies. Why are private equity firms owning election companies? You got to ask yourself that, right? And I mean, the mainstream media, the corporate media, they don't talk about that. But why of all the things for a private equity company to invest in, would they invest in an election system, an election software system? Well, that seems pretty obvious. As Donald Trump showed us all, you can't really trust the pesky people to vote in your corporate best interest. On occasion, the pesky people vote in their own best interest. And we can't certainly have that going on in Venezuela. We can't have that going on in countries in Europe. We can't have that particularly going on in countries in the United States. And I just think, I don't know, it worries me. There is so much corruption going on. And the tech companies, like Barney said, okay, you used to get alerts that our show was coming up. Doesn't happen anymore. So we'll go around that. We're going to set up, and I'll put all of this out there. We're going to post up an email system. We've got time for more calls if you want. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. But even email systems. So for those of you guys, I've learned so much tech stuff. The way the emails work, if you want to send out group emails, a lot of them, there's a company you can use that's called MailChimp, right? Well, MailChimp is now refusing to send some Tea Party emails out because they don't like their message. They say they're spreading disinformation. Well, you've got all these corporations, if they don't like the message, if the message is counter to what they think is in their best interest, they say, oh, it's disinformation. And so they stop it. So now all these Tea Party organizations have to find another system to let them send out these mass emails. You've got all kinds of corruption like that going on. The Conservative Treehouse, which I have found to be an excellent source of information, gets a little convoluted there, but if you follow the person or if you follow it, they do a great job of explaining a lot of this complicated stuff. To post stuff on the website, they use something, and this is me very non-techy, my non-tech explanation, but they use something called WordPress, right? We have to use it on our website. Well, WordPress is a private company. WordPress has told the Conservative Treehouse that they will no longer allow them to use its format, so to speak. So they have to go find another platform. And their reason? They don't like the message. They say that the Conservative Treehouse is spreading disinformation. All of these companies have been waiting in the wings for Donald Trump to be taken down. That's why I don't know. And, you know, call and if you want to cheer me up, 888-627-6008. I don't I don't know that we're going to prevail. I'll be honest with you. There is so much. I think Donald Trump is going to be successful and Sidney Powell is going to be successful in exposing the fact that there has been fraud and that there has been corruption and that this has been going on for a long time. But will they be able to convince the courts to hold a new election? Will we be able to stop this when you have now the Democrats in control and prevent it? You know, like they said, Dominion went in, created its software to make sure that they can manipulate the election so that Chavez never lost. Well, do you think they're going to let another Donald Trump get into power? I don't think so. And do you think, you know, again, there is this concerted effort to stop any kind of conversation about it, to stop the spread of information? I don't know. I hope that they don't prevail, but I fear that they will. And then you look at this, you know, coincidentally, Polis is doing a new lockdown. The number of cases go up, but coincidentally, the number of tests have gone up, have skyrocketed. And everyone knows the testing is a joke. I think all of this is tied together. And I also think, though, you know, we all have to channel our inner Barneys. You know, we have to channel our inner Barneys. We have to channel our inner Tucker Carlsons. We don't want to channel the people who are being polite and say, well, you know, we don't want to channel our inner Mitt Romneys. We have to bury that deep where it never comes out again, because this is a fight. And if we go around being polite, we're going to be polite right into a country that we don't recognize, right into an economic system that takes away everything that we have worked hard for and fought for. I remember several years ago, before Trump announced Obama was president, Chuck and I were doing shows at KNUS, and we were talking to people, and this was when Obama was telling us, hey, look, you know, the economy sucks. It's going to suck. Get used to it. This is how it works. Keeping in mind, of course, he was making a ton of money and his friends were making a ton of money. And I remember at the time being concerned because, you know, for the first time, I think in American history, I was pretty much convinced that my kids would not be able to do better than me, but that the economic system is just not going to let them, that the tax system is going to break it, that the debt, blah, 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 blah. And then Trump comes along and literally in a matter of months turns it all around, turns the U.S. economy into the most robust that it's seen ever, right? The stock market goes skyrocketing. Then even COVID hits and things come straight back up. People want to go to work. The unemployment rate for all kinds of people, all categories of people, was the lowest it's ever been. People were making more money, people were spending money, and they certainly couldn't let that happen. But at the time before, you know, the election, it was like, oh my God, why were we even buying their nonsense? Why were we buying them telling us that it couldn't be better, that this was all that we deserved and all we were going to get? That's not true. And we can't let them talk to us about that again. I don't know what Donald Trump's going to do. Pray to God that he wins again and he keeps this fight up and he keeps going. And by God, I hope he gets rid of Ray. I hope he gets rid of Gina Haspel at the CIA. I hope, you know what, if Barr doesn't turn around and start doing something, I hope he puts somebody in who will, because the only way to stop this kind of election fraud is to expose it and then to prosecute the people who did it, to prosecute the Dominion people, to prosecute the CrowdStrike people, to prosecute the people making money off of it at our expense. And then you do that and hope to God that he gets in and he does it and he becomes unleashed. And if not, I hope he becomes unleashed, frankly, in these final few months, from November to January. It just makes me angry to see all these people, Joe Biden saying, oh, he's not helping me with the transition. This is the same Joe Biden who was sitting in Barack Obama's office with other high-level officials of Barack Obama's administration plotting on how they were going to spy on the Trump campaign, how they were going to screw the Trump campaign, and how they were going to try to steal the election back. Talk about, who is Joe Biden to talk about a transition and to complain about anything? Joe Biden's the one who said, hey, maybe we could use the Logan Act, which no one had ever even used. Now he's using the Logan Act and he's like, oh, Donald Trump isn't being nice to me and he's not giving me all the transition stuff I need. It's like, heck with that. And that's not really the word I would use, but I'm not Chuck. Heck with that. And I hope Donald Trump doesn't help him out. Look at the way they screwed him. At least I'm assuming we're not trying to prosecute all of Joe Biden's people in his cabinet who are coming in the way that they did to Donald Trump. So I think we have to stay angry. We have to stay resistance. We have to become the new resistance. We have to say, you may be able to force this election down our throats, but we don't buy it, not one bit. We are not fooled. We're not fooled by the corruption. We're not fooled by the mainstream media. And I think we're right. We're going to say, Facebook, you know what? You want to keep burying our stuff. Twitter, you want to keep getting rid of followers. Then fine, we'll go someplace else. Because there are tens of millions of people who voted for Donald Trump. And they voted for Donald Trump not because, you know, he's the end-all BR. He's a giant rock star that people follow without having any idea what he meant. They followed Donald Trump because he was doing things and implementing policies that made their lives better. He was talking about things that mattered to them. He was calling BS on the stuff that was BS. He was saying, you know, I'm not going to be silent just because some, you know, 23-year-old, you know, unemployed college graduate on Twitter wants to troll me. I'm not going to be silent anymore. And, you know, if I get COVID, which I did, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to go out and let people know that I was fine. We all have to do that. And I don't know if we got to do it for 4 years, and we got to do it for 4 years, because I guarantee you, you know, in Georgia, we were joking. We were going to bring a bunch of ballots home, pallets of ballots, and have a big party and everybody fill them out. We did not do that, of course. But I think, though, we need to fight hard, because you got to believe if they cheated with the presidential race, you think they're not going to cheat with the Senate race? You think they're not going to cheat at races? People say, and, you know, I love George Brockler, but he's like, oh, they're going to be so sick of a Democrat-controlled legislature in Colorado that in 2022, they're going to vote in Republicans. They may vote in Republicans, but we got to wake up and say, they're not going to let us win. They're going to cheat. They're not even really trying to hide it very well, and they're just silencing us. So we cannot be silenced, and we can't give up. And that's my thing for today. I want to thank the folks at ColoradoCitizenPress.com, Colorado's conservative voice, one of the places you know you can read and get the truth straight up. Also, Cynogenics. I got to say, Chuck's diet has just been going great. Mine, as I said, without the help from Cynogenics, has actually resulted in the gain of a few weights. So if you want to get some help from Julie McCallan at Cynogenics for all your health concerns, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. Would love to have you guys follow us on YouTube. It's, you know, you can go to chuckandjulie.com, and that will get you everywhere you need to go. But we're on Parler at Chuck and Julie. Would love to have you follow us there. I'll let you know what the Rumble website is. You can also get just the podcast if you don't want to, like, actually look at us or see Tiger. You can get the podcast if you just go the Chuck and Julie Show at podbean.com. So we're on Podbean, and there we're on all of your favorite website things too. Thank you to John Conlon. Thank you to Sandra, Leo, everybody joining us on Zoom. Thanks, as always, to the great guys at bbsradio.com. Chuck will be back Friday, and we will see you all on Party Friday.